Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though that person die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. For we know that the eternal God is our dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms." Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, from whom we come and unto whom our spirits return, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Thou art our refuge and strength, a very present help at all times. Grant us thy blessing in this hour, and enable us so to put our trust in thee, that our spirits may grow calm and our hearts be comforted. Lift our eyes beyond the shadows of this earth and help us to see the light of your eternity. So may we find grace and strength for this in every time of need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. When we are confronted by the fact of death, in this same moment, we are confronted by the reality of life as God has given it to us here in this place. May we take a time as we celebrate and remember Raymond, God's gift of life to us, and the demands that that places upon us. Let us look at those sources from which we draw our strength, the priorities each of us have set for our lives, and re-examine our commitment to love God with all of our heart and mind and soul and strength. May these words be helpful in our private time of prayer, reflection, and meditation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? I will lift up my eyes until to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from God, who made the heavens and the earth. Let us be in silent prayer and reflection. Amen. God, who loves us all and works through our lives, certainly worked through the life of Raymond Conover Shaw. May God continue to touch our lives through him and these words provided by his family. Raymond entered the world on Sunday, September 8, 1901, as the church bells were calling people to worship. His mother said, "This boy should become a preacher." And preach he did for 56 years. Raymond's parents, Ira and Harriet Ann Shaw, worked a dairy farm in Sussex County, New Jersey, but were anxious for Raymond to go to college when they knew he did not want to become a farmer. Raymond has a sister, Emily Cahill, who still lives with her son and grandson on the old farm. Raymond was graduated from West Virginia Wesleyan College in 1926. He entered Drew Theological Seminary, Madison, New Jersey, in the fall of 1926. Raymond and Kitty May met in 1923 at the Andover, New Jersey United Methodist Church because her grandparents and parents had cottages at a nearby lake, but they really got acquainted at an Epworth League summer institute at Drew Seminary. In June of 1927, Raymond was given a student pastorate in Lebanon, New Jersey, a small town church with a pleasant parsonage. So Raymond and Kitty May figured how they could marry and survive on $900 a year salary and commute to Drew for Raymond to graduate. They served pastorates in New Jersey and New York before Raymond entered the Army Chaplains Corps in June of 1942. Raymond spent over 10 years on active duty as an Army chaplain in California and Washington, and then in Germany for nearly 4 years. He returned to church pastorates in 1952 and served in Buffalo, New York, in Newfane, New York, before being assigned to a Pennsylvania conference after conference boundaries were changed. He transferred to the Oregon-Idaho Conference in July of 1966 and began his pastorate at the Garden Home Methodist Church in Portland, Oregon. He retired from there in June of 1969. The Shaws moved to their own home, which they had built on a hill overlooking the Rogue Valley. They did intensive gardening. They had a big orchard, raised berries and walnuts. They even grew Christmas trees and raised bees. God's wonders of nature were enjoyed by Raymond and instilled in all family members during camping trips and vacations all over North America and Europe. Hunting and fishing were some of his great joys, again, most often in companionship with Kitty May and family members. Major hunting adventures included red stag and chamois in the German Alps and caribou, dell, sheep, and grizzly bear in Alaska. Their move to the outdoor paradise of Oregon resulted in many hunting trips for elk and deer in Oregon and Northern California. Because he loved children and had worked with them most of his life, he took the leadership of a small Cub Scout troop for 3 years and built it up to 80 Cubs. By then, Talent, Oregon Methodist Church, was about to be closed for lack of a pastor, and Raymond was glad to accept the pastorate there. He kept that church going for over 9 years, at which time the conference found another pastor to take over that charge. Raymond had now preached for 56 years and was beginning to need a rest. In 1985, the Talent property became more than Raymond and Kitty May could care for. A doctor at Travis told them about Leisure Town. They moved there soon thereafter and found it a delightful place to live. Fairfield Community United Methodist Church made them feel welcome, and they have enjoyed the wonderful choir and fellowship of the church. In August of 87, Raymond and Kitty May celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary with a special celebration at the Leisure Town Community Hall with their sons and families. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren were also in attendance. Kitty May's sister and family were also there to make this a cherished occasion for everyone. Raymond loved people, especially children. He always had strong Sunday schools. He was a beloved pastor because he called a lot and cheered people up. He brightened every sick room he entered with his sympathy and humorous way of talking. He wrote many letters to people, making them laugh as he described his adventures. He will long be remembered for his energetic leadership and for his humor. As they said of Jesus, the common people heard him gladly. And now, what are we to make of his death? May these words of the Apostle Paul, meaningful to many through the centuries, be words through which God reaches out to each of us this afternoon. Then what shall we say of this? If God is for us, who is against us? And who shall separate us from God who loves us? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? Knowing all of these things, we are more than conquerors through God who loves us. For I am sure that neither death nor anything in life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything in all of the creation can separate us from God who loves us. For all of us who walk with God in our daily lives, would this afternoon, along with the Apostle Paul, affirm, I am sure that nothing can separate me from God who loves me, certainly not the death of my physical body. I am sure that nothing can separate Raymond from God who loves him, certainly not the death of his physical body. For in this day alone, God has poured upon us grace and peace and blessings beyond our counting. He has poured the same upon his servant Raymond. As we have prayed, give us this day our daily bread, God has provided for us as he provides for Raymond. As God extends to us through Jesus Christ the knowledge that our life is eternal, Raymond, in a dimension beyond which we can understand or experience this afternoon, knows the reality that the disciples saw in the risen Christ. Thanks be to God for Raymond Shaw. Thanks be to God for God's gift of eternal life. Let us pray. O Lord, you are our shepherd. We shall not want. At times like this, you make us to lie down in green pastures and lead us beside the still waters to restore our souls. You lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil, our cups, they overflow. Surely your goodness and mercy will be with us forever. For we know we dwell in your house today and through all eternity. Amen.
Because of each other and of this time of celebration of his life, we dwell on forever in the